Dr. Samuel Majur, Director General in Jonglei State Health Ministry, says they have recorded 69 COVID-19 cases, including 7 deaths, in Bor since the government installed a coronavirus testing machine in the area 4 weeks ago. He says the condition under which displaced people are living exposes them to a greater risk of contracting the pandemic than other people.
Challenges are huge. First, we have a lot of internal displaced people everywhere in churches and school. This is very high risk because people are just sitting in one place and they don't even remember if there is a COVID-19.
On top of the overcrowding, Dr. Majur says the situation is particularly worrisome in Bor because most residents do not want to comply with the preventive measures like wearing face masks.
Yes, we have given out the face masks, but what we can say, people are not wearing them. I don't know why they don't wear them, but we have distributed. So this is one of the challenges that we are facing. The second one is we have the center, but sometimes if we want to admit a patient, they refuse.
The rate at which the virus spreads multiples when someone who tests positive refuses to be admitted or self-isolate, according to Dr. Majur. As a result, he says, vulnerable groups with weak immune systems, especially kids and the elderly, become victims. Some COVID-19 patients who declined to be recorded say they chose self-isolation to avoid being stigmatized. A 26-year-old Bor resident, Cornelio Nyong Makwe, says although he fears becoming infected, he does not wear a face mask.
When you put on the mask, others will even come and intimidate you, right, saying, are you the only person who need to escape the death of coronavirus? Why is everyone staying like this? So it's even more problem when you put on it and everyone sees you having the mask and no one has it else. We are not observing the instructions being given by the Ministry of Health. Like, we are greeting, we are staying in crowded places. So that is another problem, but having a mask on is a protective measure, of course.
Bor State Hospital Medical Director Dr. Boli Chow says many residents don't follow the recommended guidelines, even though they know people in their community have died from COVID-19. He says pregnant women, people over 60, and people suffering from diabetes, tuberculosis, or high blood pressure have low immunity and could die if they contract the coronavirus.
I don't know how people are so reluctant to accept the fact. Some people still live on as a myth. In others, the belief is just a myth that coronavirus does not exist. Others even believe that it was even washed away by the flood. So they have just to continue about their normal daily life. They just have to greet themselves in overcrowded places. But the disease is real.
If people who test positive ignore the disease, Dr. Chow says it greatly increases the risk of dying and spreading the virus to others. South Sudan has recorded more than 2,500 cases of coronavirus, including 47 deaths. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.